Good morning. Welcome to the Community Calendar. I'm Jazzy, and my guest is Ramona Logan. She's with the Dallas Black Dance Theater, and they have a huge event that's coming up. I'm going to let her talk about that. It's the Director's Choice Series. But first, I want to welcome you to the show.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here.
Yes, thank you for coming on the show. And first, tell me about the history of the Dallas Black Dance Theater for those who don't know much about it.
Well, we are so excited because this season we are celebrating our 40th anniversary. I mean, for those of you who have heard about Dallas Black Dance Theater, we have been around for four decades.
Wow.
And so, you know, we are actually the oldest dance company in the city of Dallas. With performing arts and the arts, sometimes it's hard to survive. But through the leadership of our founder, Ann Williams, and our executive director, Zanetta Drew, we are still here and still providing excellent programming for the community. It all started in 1976 with the vision of our founder, Ann Williams, who decided she wanted to start a dance company to inspire minority boys and girls to appreciate dance as an art form and also to explore the possibility of dance as a career. And now, as I said, we've become the oldest dance company in Dallas. We're actually the 10th largest minority arts organization in the nation.
Really?
And we've actually become, yes, we are, and we've actually become an ambassador for Dallas, traveling not only the nation, but the world every year.
I didn't know that. I mean, 40 years? That's a long time.
It is. But, you know, it's amazing because time goes so... I've only been their communication manager for a year, and I can just tell you that time just moves so fast when you're working with a dance company. I am in awe of our dancers because they are so talented, they are so skilled, they are so strong. To me, a dancer is not only artistic, but they're also athletic. And so they're working hard on the performances on their side, and then on the administrative side, we're working hard to promote them. And this time just moves so fast. So it seems like a long time, and yet probably for those who have been involved in it, time just moves so fast.
Yeah, I mean, I can totally understand because I work in a media company, so things that constantly happen all the time. And you have an event that's coming up. It's the Director's Choice Series, November 4th through the 6th, and it's at the Wiley Theater. That's at 2400 Floor Street in Dallas. Tell me about the dance that's the B-side, which involves wireless headphones.
Right. I know it sounds kind of weird,
yes,
but we have a choreographer from New York City, Tiffany Ray Fisher, and she has had this idea for a while that she wanted to create this dance where the audience would have control over the music. So she has worked with a composer out of New York City, Michael Thurber. He has developed three different pieces of music to go along with her dance. And with the audience wearing these wireless headphones, you can literally decide which version of the song you want to listen to, or you can actually flip back and forth between the versions as the dancers are dancing the dance. And so the three different pieces of music, there's going to be, it's called the B-side because Tiffany wanted the music to kind of sound like the B-side of the Motown rhythm song.
Yeah.
You know, it's that song that it has that Motown feel, but it never quite made number one. So it's the flip side that nobody knows the name of it.
Oh, okay.
It's the B-side of the hit side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so then the second track is an acoustic vibe, and then the third track is kind of an electronic synthesized and almost a techno hip-hop beat. So you can have fun whichever version you want to listen to. You, like I said, you can flip between the three, and it should really be a fun night for the audience.
Okay, so I just want to get this straight for the audience that's tuning in. You're going to go to this Director's Choice B-side dance performance, and you're sitting in the audience with headphones on. Are the dancers actually dancing to music, or are they dancing in silence? Because you're saying the headphones is where the music is coming out of, and you can change the music as they dance.
Right. So what's going to happen is that the dancers on stage, there will be audio monitors. So they're going to be listening to one version of the song.
Oh.
They'll be listening to the one that's actually called the B-side, the Motown side. And I'm telling you, when I've heard them, I've seen them dance to that music,
mm-hmm.
and I've heard it, and it really just kind of takes you back to the 60s and, you know, the 70s, that time period
mm-hmm.
of Motown. It really just engulfs you and just makes your heart feel happy. But anyway, so they will be able to hear on the stage.
Yeah.
In the audience, you will not be able to hear unless you put on the headphones. And so this is just for this one piece of music. We're going to have some other pieces as well. But for the B-side dance, you will have to have headphones to experience the music.
That is so cool. I mean, I have never heard of anything like that before. And if you're interested in coming out, we want to invite you to experience this along with myself, because I got to check this out, which is the Director's Choice Series, November 4th through 5th. You can go on their website and buy a ticket at dbdt.com. That's D as in David, B as in boy, D as in David, T as in Tom.com. And if you're just now tuning in, I'm speaking with Ramona Logan, and she's with the Dallas Black Dance Theater. Now, that's just one piece of music or performance that you guys are going to do. I understand that there's going to be another performance, which is like a tribute to the great African-American dance masters over the past centuries. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, we're really, the performance is kind of a mixture of history and then a mixture of making history. So the piece with the headphones, we're making history because it's actually never been done before.
Really?
Where the audience, it's never been done before. Uh-huh. Now, I know you've probably heard of silent disco, mm-hmm. where people, you know, go to a disco and everybody has on the headphones and they're dancing, mm-hmm. but you don't hear the music.
Yes.
But it's never been done before in the dance theater where the audience can select between three different pieces of music. So we're making history on that one. But then we have another piece called Tribute, where Alvin Ailey's Matthew Rushing has choreographed this wonderful piece of work for us. And what he's going to do is he's going to take us back through 100 years of African-American dance masters.
Mm.
So, you know, you just think about how dance progressed over the years,
mm-hmm.
Over the past century, and then he's going to be taking us through that timeline. And his choreography has been selected as a recipient of a grant from the Taka Donna Wilhelm Family New Works Fund. They were excited about the piece, and so they are funding the choreography of this piece, and so we're excited about that. And it's going to be an excited work not only to view, to sit back and enjoy, but also to review the legacy. Those who know the names of the dance masters and trailblazers will enjoy experiencing pieces that emulate Tally Beatty, Donald McKay, Pearl Primus, and Alvin Ailey.
Oh, my goodness. He must be a really good choreographer to get a grant.
He really is.
Yeah.
He's been doing it for a long time. And, of course, he works with Alvin Ailey, so we're really excited to have him spend time with us choreographing this brand-new world premiere for us.
Yeah, so we're actually going to get a chance to see his work at the Director's Choice Series, which is November 4th through 5th at the Wiley Theater.
Mm-hmm. November 4th through the 6th, which is next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Uh-huh.
Okay, what time does the show start?
Okay, so the Friday and Saturday show start at 7:30, and then the Sunday performance is a matinee. It starts at 2:30, and you have to get there on time. People don't understand that they will not let you in while the dancers are dancing. So if you do not get there on time, you will have to wait till the next dance, and you certainly do not want to miss the B-side, the one with the headphones. That's going to be the second dance. So whatever you do, get there on time.
Wow. Okay. And how should people dress when they come out to this event?
You know, people, it's just like going to a nice event. Some people dress up. Some people are in jeans. People wear whatever they're comfortable with.
Okay.
So people don't come in shorts. But, you know what you would do for a girls' night out, a date night, mm-hmm. you know, a family night out. People wear a little bit of everything, but very nice. People, you know, sometimes people think if you're coming down to the Dallas Arts District, you have to get all gussied up.
Yes.
But really and truly, whatever you feel comfortable in, just come on. We'd love to have you.
Is this an event for only grown people, or can children come? Is there a certain age limit?
Well, it's a family event,
mm-hmm.
and we do have children come. If you're going to come, do not bring babies are going to cry, because
okay.
that's very distracting for the dancers. You have to understand that they're on the stage, they're concentrating. A lot of times they're doing leaps, they're doing spins, they're doing these really hard maneuvers.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden, if you hear a child crying in the audience, that's really going to throw you off, especially during the B-side, because the music is going to be very low for them. Usually, you know, the music is booming throughout the entire audience. So since the music is going to be very low because the audience is going to be wearing headphones, then they're going to be able to hear a child's crying. So
exactly.
Don't bring any child that you can't control. That if you tell the child, be still and pay attention and be nice, and if you know they won't do that, please don't bring them.
Okay. So let's just make this a grown night out, maybe a date night, or with the girlfriends, or with some teenage kids, older kids pretty much.
We actually have had kids, you know, who are in elementary school, because we do welcome young kids. You know, maybe they appreciate dance. Or a lot of times some of our dancers are their dance instructors, because we have dancers who teach at the academy, and we have some dancers who teach at other schools. And so their students love to come, and we welcome them. So if they are young people who appreciate dance, who love to see dance, who, you know, as I said, if they will mind you and sit still and not talk during the performance, but if they're not going to mind you, leave them at home with a babysitter, and you come and enjoy yourself.
Exactly. If you're interested in coming to the show on Friday, again, it's at the Wiley Theater, 2400 Floor Street in Dallas. Starts at 7:30, but you might want to get there at 7. I will be giving away a pair of tickets pretty much right now. So if you're interested for to go on Friday, please send me an email. It's jgoodspeed@radio-1.com. I'll go ahead and say it again, because I know you probably got to get a pen and paper to get this information down. But it's jgoodspeed@radio-1.com. And the first person that sends me an email that says they want these tickets, I will respond to you and make sure that you're taken care of so you can go to this wonderful dance performance on Friday. Now, Ramona, I did want to talk to you about other events that you have coming up in the fall besides the Director's Choice. Can you tell me about those?
Yes. One of the events that is a community favorite is our annual holiday gift to the community. It's our Behind the Scenes series, which takes place the Monday through Wednesday right before Thanksgiving. So that's going to be November 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. It's actually a free hour program that starts at noon each day, and it's held in our Dallas Black Dance Theater studios at 2700 Ann Williams Way. So each day, like on Monday, our main company, DBDT, will be giving a behind-the-scenes look at what it's like to be a part of a dance company. So they may show you a bit of rehearsal. They may show you a piece and how they put it together. And on Tuesday, Encore, which is our second company, will do the same thing. Then on Wednesday, the Dallas Black Dance Academy, their three performing ensembles will give a little taste of what they do and how they put their dances together. So it kind of gives the audience a chance to come out during the holidays, because people are off and they're looking for things to do, for the kids to do. Bring your kids on down to Dallas Black Dance Theater right before Thanksgiving and spend some time with us. It's a free event. Seating is limited, so if you are interested, please go to our website, the Dallas Black Dance Theater website, dbdt.com, and then make sure that you reserve the seats, because we have people who come and they'll reserve 10, 20, 30 seats because they may be bringing a group of kids or a group of neighborhood kids or whatever. So you don't want to be locked out. Just go ahead and sign up as soon as you can.
Yes, please sign up, because that sounds like a really, really good program. I noticed that there's also 12 professional dance positions in your company, which I know are highly coveted. Where do the dancers come from, and when can people audition to possibly fill some of those spots?
We have annual rehearsals in the summertime in July, and as you said, they are highly coveted, because of the 12 dance positions, only one in the main company is actually from Dallas. She's actually grew up in Dallas, and she grew up attending the academy and a part of the ensemble, but the rest of the dancers come from across the country, and in fact, some of them even come from overseas. So we attract dancers of high caliber from around the world.
I noticed that. And when are the audition processes?
Yeah, the audition is held in July.
Okay.
And so you can check our website. I don't know the exact date because it changes, but it's usually held in July. And we have auditions for both our first company and the second company, Encore, and they're both held in July.
I see. And those dancers, these are like really, really good trained dancers. So if you can only do one style of dance, this might not be for you. You most likely need to know how to do a lot of different type of genre of dancing. Is that correct?
That is correct. Now, our main dance is modern dance, but our dancers, as I mentioned before, they are very strong. They are very athletic. Last season, I've watched some of the things that they have had to do, and it is just amazing to me how they do this. Like, one of the pieces was an aerial piece. So we had three aerial apparatuses.
Wow.
But the dancers were, there were dancers dancing on the floor, but they were also up in these aerial apparatuses. And one of them, the dancers, including a female dancers, actually had to climb this really strong ribbon as a part of the dance. So you have to be physically strong to do this. And another piece where they're dancing, literally dancing on a table. Mm. It's this long table, and they were running and jumping off the table, and the female dancers were jumping off the table, and the male dancers were catching them. And I'm like, how did they do that?
Wow.
And then another one where some of the male dancers were on the floor, and the women dancers literally stepped on their abdomen. And as they were holding their legs, their arms and legs were up. So it's like, how do you physically do that? You have to be in shape.
Yeah.
And our dancers, you just don't rehearse the dances. Our dancers take ballet every week. They take Horton every week, which is a form of dance, because you have to be in tip-top shape to be a professional dancer.
Right.
It's just not, and they dance for a living. So you're basically dancing all day.
Right. And this is like your full-time job. So that's why it is very important to be in tip-top condition. And when you're saying that they're doing all this in the air and the apparatus and on tables, they're making it look effortlessly. That's the thing.
That's the thing.
I could dance on a table or stand on somebody's stomach, but it would not look effortlessly.
And you probably hurt somebody.
Yeah. So, yes, you have to commend these dancers, and I can't wait to see them personally. So, again, I want to invite everybody out. Please join us. It's going to be at the Wiley Theater, 2400 Floor Street in Dallas. The event is called the Director's Choice Series, November 4th through the 6th. So figure out which day works for you, and you can go to their website at dbdt.com. If you're interested, though, in winning some free tickets for the Friday show, I am giving some away. Again, send me an email right now. Let me know that you want to go to the show. Say, Jazzy, I would love to go. The first person that sends me an email, I will take care of you. Again, my email address is jgoodspeed, that's jgoodspeed, at radio-1one.com. Ramona, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Oh, you are so welcome. And I just hope everybody comes out and enjoys the performance with us.
Yes, I'm sure they will. It's going to be wonderful. I'm going to come to the Friday show. I'll take pictures and all that good stuff. So if you want to follow me on social media, I'm at Jazzy Radio Chica. Thank you, Ramona.
Bye-bye.